the bill firstly has been brought forward, and it's such a strange bill, totally bizarre, and for a party with democracy in their name, it's very clear that the DUP have little or no understanding of what democracy means. Not content with refusing to accept the outcome of May's election because they didn't like the result, they now want to change the law to give unionism a veto over everyone else, and it's a democratic referendum on our constitutional future. You know, to me, it would seem that the DUP recognise that a new and agreed Ireland is coming. This bill clearly shows a desire to stop, to halt that. But one party can't put the brakes on the will of people. And this isn't a decision for Westminster. It's not a decision for a British Parliament. It's a decision that has to be made by the people of Ireland for the people of Ireland.
And how does this relate then to the Good Friday Agreement?
Well, I mean, you can't keep moving the goalposts of the Good Friday Agreement. You know, the Good Friday Agreement's about respecting the democratic wishes of the people of the North and the people right across this island. If 50% plus one's good enough to maintain partition, then it's good enough to end partition. You know, we've had many conversations through the party, and also I was at a fantastic conversation in Dublin led by Ireland's Future around a new Ireland, a better Ireland, and a great Ireland for everyone. We're having open and inclusive conversations around our future. Ian Paisley's content to bury his head in the sand and hopes that he can kick the can down the road. But that's not the case. You know, the DUP need to accept that this is a democratic decision for all the people of Ireland to make, and that it will be made in Ireland.